We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Tuesday, August 29th show, taping the evening of Monday, the 28th, taping moments after the Brewers have just won their ninth straight baseball game in a row. They've been on a pattern of sweeps, and if they're going to sweep the Cubs, they are off to the start that they need to be, winning the first game of this three-game series. Brewers on Monday night win this game 6-2. They go with six great innings out of Wade Miley. Got a little hairy there, but able to shut it down. Just four hits allowed, two earned, and just the one strikeout. Cubs had a couple of solo shots to get their two runs. Piguero and Piams, but then no Devin Williams, as the Brewers had a four-game lead, a four-run lead, rather, not a three. And so they were throwing their big guns, their 7, 8, 9 guys, Piguero and Piams, and then usually it's Devin Williams. But with a little bit of a cushion, they were able to give him the rest and go with Hobie Milner, who got the job done. Not a save for him, not a save situation or a hold for any of these guys. But in this kind of game, with these kind of stakes against the Cubs at Wrigley, this was a big one. So Brewers getting the victory. I think one of the things that I like the best about, or that I noticed about the Brewers and the Cubs, is that play where Willy Adames was like on his ass and then picked up the ball and got the out at first in the eighth inning. The Cubs fans are gonna go crazy about that one. I already can see the Cubs, you know, aggregate accounts going crazy. Chicago concerns themselves with us more than we do with them, right? It's always Bears, Packers. It's always, what are you doing up there? You know, it's always, oh, the Brewers are so, like, we don't concern ourselves with this city and their teams until we need to. They're always up in our shit, is what I'm saying. So late night tonight, I can't believe this is even possible, and maybe it's not, but I guess
it is. It is.
Tim Shea is here as an egg. Where are you?
I'm in bed. So, oh. Do you really want to see me?
Sure. I mean, we're on YouTube. what's your bed situation? Let's see.
No.
Why? You sleeping naked?
No.
All right. Well, why? Why aren't you asleep? I guess the Brewers are coming. Well, they're, you can't sleep. You got to wake up in 4 hours. By the time this episode publishes on the podcast, you're going to have half a workday done, but you can't miss this team.
I 100%. Like, I can't fall asleep until I know what happens. By the way, did you see my three shakeaways?
You tweeted some shakeaways?
I did. I tweeted three of them. Two of the Bart Winkler show, too.
Oh, I didn't check that account. Let me look.
I think I may have to start doing that since I won't be able to join the show every night. But
all right. So your three shakeaways. And you know, for this, let me get the music. Here's Tim Shea's shakeaways. Number one, attacking early. Brewers get out to the very early 4-0 lead. Tim, I thought this was a 7:05 game, or 7:10 rather. I turned it on at 7:00, you know what I mean. I turned it on, it's 2-0.
It's 2-0 right off the bat.
Number two, pitching still on a roll, Miley six strong. He was real good.
He could have gone seven.
And another game. No, he couldn't have. Another.
Yes, he could have. He was only at. He was under. He was like right at 80 pitches.
Yeah, but they had a bunch of guys coming up. He was done.
So?
Another game gained in the Central. Magic number down to 27. We're doing magic numbers?
Yeah. We're under 30, Mark.
I just know that they're five games over the Cubbies.
I do have a fourth one if you want a fourth one.
Yeah, more shakeaways.
Three more games till free burgers. Three more wins.
That's right. So. To the George Wood burgers. So are you going to hang a while, or you should probably get to bed?
Well, I took a little nap earlier. Like, I literally woke up right at game time, so.
All right. Well,
I'll hang for a second. I'm not hanging for the entire show.
All right. I'm going to bring in a couple people, though, while we do this.
Go right ahead.
All right. I got Brett and Tosa here. Brett and Tosa.
This is fun, eh? Nine in a row.
Nine in a row for my Brewers. Brett, with a lot of great comments online over the weekend, defending Mark A. I think we're aligned. He is a good owner. He's like a cheap person, but he's never going to move this team. He's going to give it to his kids and let them move the team. But we like Mark A.
Yes.
What do you think? What do you think, man? I asked Tim yesterday. I said, is any part of your brain thinking a little further ahead than it needs to be right now?
This is what I've been saying. It doesn't matter what happens in April through July. Like, the offense sucked for most of the year, but it looks good now. And all that matters is what you're doing at the end of September. And this offense looks good right now.
Yeah, they're scoring a ton of runs. That was evident in the last series against San Diego. That was evident again already early tonight. And since we're talking about runs and Dan Shaney insurance runs on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, that's when I'll also bring in the Sean O'Connell, who has been great with that, with the Dan Shaney insurance runs.
Nice, very nice.
Thanks for the nice picture, Bart, by the way, of me drinking out of my Dan Shaney koozie.
I took it to you and you posed for me.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Which then
what?
Go tweet a picture too of it.
I did. I still, since we're like, you know, we're not getting loosey goosey yet. I do want more like real professional thoughts from Brett. You're like you're our insider. We treat you as, since you're like the most.
I mean, this division's over. Like, the Cubs are in the Dunk Club.
I just feel like, you know what? I should almost check. What's that Twitter account? Bleacher Nation, where the other day he was like, the Brewers are the luckiest team ever.
Oh yeah, they called our lineup trash today.
So your guy RD Top Bart is tweeting upside down horseshoes in a W, Adam.
Me and RD Top are on the outs. He I noticed had unfollowed me finally, and so then I unfollowed him and DM'd him, thank you for breaking this chain. I think him and I are very like-minded people. I think we would be friends in real life. I just hate everything he says about the Brewers. Everything I think he says is wrong. So we fight. And that's it. And I don't even know what we fight about. I just know that it's always like, oh, geez, what the fuck? But anyway, good that he's doing that.
And to Brett's point, yeah, absolutely. It is an interesting thing to see that Craig Tember is starting in August. So Krogust, I guess, is what we can call it.
You can't make me laugh. I will start coughing heavily. I don't think it's COVID, and I'm not going to test. That's my new philosophy on COVID. What did I want to say to Brett regarding the, oh, but to both of you, Sean, Tim, I feel like that account that I just mentioned, the Bleacher one, that account is a good like indication of what this Milwaukee or Wisconsin Chicago thing is. Like, I feel like we're Wisconsin. We have the Packers. We know we've been better than them. They won their World Series. The Cubs did. You know, they do invade us all the time. And I feel like we just like, for better or for worse, we accept the good, we accept the bad. We're just who we are, minding our own business, walking down the street, doing whatever we got to do. And the Cubs fans and Bears fans and anyone from Illinois, not only always like if they're walking down the other side of the street, they point at us and laugh and then run over and then push us into the bushes. Like, I just don't think they can leave us alone. We take so much space in their heads. It's really quite embarrassing for being this multi, you know, huge city, huge, you know, whatever. The anything Wisconsin is, it just, it lives up there for them. And then the Brewers' success is the one that really grates them.
It's a legit rivalry. Like, after that July 4th series, the Cubs, I forget who it was, but one of the guys on 670 said that the Brewers-Cubs rivalry is the Cubs' biggest rivalry now, to overtaking the White Sox and the Cardinals. And to me, that coming from 670, which is a station I respect, like, that holds a lot of weight. Like, Cubs-Cardinals is one of the best rivalries in baseball. And the Brewers,
but I think if those two teams are good, I think if all three teams are good at the same time, those two are – but the Cardinals are 25 games under 500.
Probably, but they're only 1 year removed from winning a division. And, like, this Brewers-Cubs thing has been going on for a while now. And it both teams just – jab each other at any chance they can get. And, yeah, they don't like us, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it does make them look stupid, but if that's how they want to live in life. I'm just following some daily fantasy here. I had Zach Gallen, and he's getting rocked by the – that fucking sucks. Okay.
Where I'm at now is when and where are we clinching this thing? Is it at home? Is it on the road? Because I'd love to clinch that last week against the Cardinals or the Cubs. Well, not the Cubs. I don't want it to come down to the last three, but in Milwaukee.
I would like it to be, yeah, trend closer. Maybe the last game of the Cardinals series for me would be perfect, because I still kind of think that our best Craig Council era – The postseason success came when it was very, very tight right to the end of the season, and it was a do or die situation, and that translated into being hot in the playoffs instead of backing in pretty much every other year and just barely putting the toe in the water and then stinking up the joint in almost every single game in the playoffs. One man's opinion.
Is this can we fact check this? Lucas says Brewers' longest winning streak is 13 wins in 1987. The second longest is 11 wins. The third longest is 10. That's not right.
No, because in the playoffs in 2018, they won like 13.
That means that we've only done 14. One George Webb once ever?
No.
Yeah, that's not right.
No, we've done it twice, I believe.
Yeah. We got to ask George Webb Tracker about that one. Here's something that I do agree with. Chad says, this team has special vibes until we play the Braves or Dodgers. So I think that, like, again, I've talked about this team being the most bites of the apple team that we've had in a good way, in a very good way. But the Braves and Dodgers do, they still present the challenge that even a hot baseball team, even, but the hitting is the big part of this. So if we get like this kind of hitting, if Willie doesn't suck, if Contreras continues to be a beast, you know, the guys they traded for, Santana out tonight, Bacana with the home run, Yelich had a bad month, fix that tonight.
It's a big deal. But on paper, that is true. But like, we do that, everyone does this, and it's not just Brewers fans. Everyone does this every year, right? Like, we get to the end of August and we're like, well, one of those teams is going to win the World Series. It rarely ever works out like that. We were saying the same thing about the Braves and Dodgers last year, and neither of them made it to the NLCS. So,
hey, how do you guys, Tim, how do you feel that Marquette's ranked number 2 in the country?
good for them. Don't care. Why are you
speaking of Illinois? Speaking of Illinois. Jesus. All right. Who's any final points? I gotta get some more people in here.
I got two more. This nine game winning streak, they've scored 5+ runs every single game, 9 games in a row. And then lastly, Bart, you talked about, are we feeling something more in the playoffs? Just with how the schedule lines up, they might not have to use a fourth starter until the NLCS. There's enough off days that you could go, if assuming you win that first round, you could go Burns, Woodruff, Peralta, Burns, Woodruff in the NLDS against the Dodgers. I mean, that I love Wade Miley, and I'd feel confident with him pitching. But if you can pitch those three guys in a 5-game series, that I like my chances.
Well, and I would like too. Do we want, like, not just to win the division, but do we want to knock the Cubs out? Would we rather see the Giants or the Reds?
I do not want to play the Cubs.
100%.
Yeah, I don't want to play the Cubs.
Me too.
Either.
Me too. And I have one final point too, Bart. Going to back to your Atlanta and Dodgers comment. Team USA in 1980 got the shit kicked out of them by the Russians a bunch of times in exhibition play and then beat them when it mattered. Bam. That's all I got to say.
If you look at the Braves, Dodgers, and Brewers.
So the Cubs are USA and we're Russia?
No, I said going back to your Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Lay off the gummies, you fucking pothead. Jesus Christ.
Hey, speaking of gummies.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
We got a new promo. Okay? Can everybody listen up? Real good. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART. Through Labor Day weekend, when you enter the code BART at checkout, you will get 30% off and the sampler pack of the Delta 8s that are 50 milligrams per. Okay, so 30% off. No, wait. Promo code BORT. Not BART. Promo code BORT. BORT, B-O-R-T. 30% off and the sampler pack of those 50 milligrams. Okay, anything from Brett and Sean?
Last thing is comparing the Braves, Dodgers, and Brewers. I'd say the Brewers have the best rotation of the three, best bullpen of the three, best defense of the three, and best manager.
I like that.
And I don't think that's a hot take. Like, yes, the offense isn't, it's not super close, but let's not act like we can't stack up against them.
Sean?
No, I love that comment. Absolutely. And 50 milligrams is a lot of milligrams.
Yeah. Well, you get them for free with the promo code BORT.
All right. Love you guys. See ya.
Go crew. Fuck the Cubs.
See you, boys.
I would want to play the Marlins in the playoffs, FYI. Don't want to play the Cubs. I don't want to play the Giants. They have our number.
Mm-hmm.
This year, obviously, we got swept out there, and they took 2 of 3, I think, here. So that's who I would most likely want to play. Definitely not the Cubs. And definitely not the Giants. So somehow, if the Marlins can sneak in there, then.
Tim, I think you should go to bed.
Seriously? Because I said the Marlins?
No, you sound tired.
Oh, I'm not tired at all.
All right, we'll stick around then.
I'm actually going to go to bed, though.
Oh, okay.
Anything else?
Shout out to Basement Dave for the $1.99.
Nice. I like it. A super sticker too.
Yeah. I collect those.
All right. Well, I just wanted to hop on, say hello real quick to show you that I am still awake. And no, I do not have Incredible Hulk sheets, Matt. I just have plain blue sheets.
Tim, will you be joining me anytime at Jack's on Brady Street?
Yeah. Do you want to go for a Jets game?
I sort of do.
Yeah,
during Jets games.
Not when the Packers are playing, though. So we got to figure that out.
When they are airing Jets games, they will cover your tab if the Jets lose. So you go there, you bet on the Jets. I mean, either way, it's going to be a free night.
Well, yeah, you bet on the Jets. Yeah.
So Monday night, the first game, they play Monday night.
We got to figure a Sunday game or something. Oh, Black Friday. Done.
Jets Dolphins.
Done. 2 o'clock.
I'll be gone.
Okay. Well, we'll figure out a game here. I'll take a look at the schedule. Make sure, obviously, they don't do it when the Packers play at the same time. But
hey, I'm going to bring in Austin, Jake, and Miller Park Minute in just a second. But Tim and Cone. But Tim, do you have Labor Day? Do you have Labor Day off?
I think so. Question mark. I think I'm going to be off. Yes.
Because I work the morning 5 to 9 on CBS Sports Radio.
You need me to come in and like help you cut stuff or anything?
I think so.
All right, we'll figure this out. Hey, it could be, we could do the Jets thing. It could be Bart Winkler tailgate number 2.
Bye, Tim.
Go Brewers!
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Austin.
Bart, hey. How's it going, man?
Hot take Jake.
Jake. Hey,
what up?
Miller Park Minute.
Oh, yeah.
And Cone Roller.
Ooh. What up, everybody?
What's going on, Cone?
I just wanted to say, Bart, it was great seeing everybody at the tailgate. I kind of hid in the back, but it was still a lot of fun to observe from afar.
But even with, and I don't think a lot of people even knew you were there or saw you, but you were there in the bushes. You had your bag on your head, which made it even extra more hot. But yeah,
I had to get a new one. It disintegrated.
I did say that if there was, like, I contemplated, is Cone here and he's just not telling us? There was one guy that I'm like, if Cone's here, it's that fucking guy.
Who?
You know, I didn't introduce myself. He just had a look and a, you know.
Yeah, Cone could have come and it said that he was anybody and nobody would have known.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that how Jerry got that selfie?
Who? Knows? What did Jerry do?
Jerry got a selfie from Cone via Grant.
Grant sent me a picture of Jerry, which was funny. It was good seeing. Good
Jerry was as mysterious as Cone, appearance wise.
He didn't look like I thought he would look, but that's my Twitter homie. I love me some Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry's good shit.
Cone, a couple of things I want to ask you.
Can I talk? Are we talking Brewers though?
Yeah.
Okay. Ask away then.
Well, my questions aren't Brewer related.
Well, can I just say one point from following up on Brett and Tosa?
Yeah.
I agree with him 100% that they need to ride this pitching staff like to the bitter end. Like, we know the Brewers can't really go all in at this point, but that is how they go all in. Is just, it's Council's last year. Just ride these starters as long as you can in the playoffs and, you know, give your best players the ball.
I agree.
But Cone, can I have one on that?
Yeah.
That was what I wanted to say was, let's say they do make the playoffs. You're just going to run Burns, Woodruff, and Peralta for 5 straight games. And just roll with that. See what it gets you. Unless you know that you're going to go against an offense. Like Wade Miley, like what he did tonight was just put them all put like what 11 on the ground for outs? Was it that? I don't know. It was pretty impressive.
I don't know. I have a lot of trust in Wade Miley. I do.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, here's the thing. You've got the 1-2-3. That sounds great, but you know, it's the Brewers. So those guys are going to stink and Miley will throw like a one hit shutout. Like that's just how they go.
That's how they
unfortunately, maybe you're right, but theoretically on paper, I think that five.
And it's like, Council's just got to say fuck it at this point. Like, it's his last year. Go try something. Let's go. Try something new.
Allegedly.
Well, we all know it is, though.
It is.
Bullpen games the whole playoffs.
It feels like.
Why don't you guys play the Cubs?
They would have had DH.
Hey, I know we're five wide here, but one at a time.
I just wanted to know why nobody wants to play the Cubs. What are you guys afraid of? Grow some balls.
I just think it's annoying.
Some fucking balls. Why?
If I don't have to play, if I don't have to be in, like, I'm already going to be in a high stress situation. And this is the same thing with, you know, the Packers. Why don't you want to play the Vikings? But if I'm already going to be in a high stress situation, I don't need further stress that it's a team that I despise. I don't need that. And some would say, well, it's even sweeter if you beat them. And sure. But I don't want to go through the journey. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Like, at the end of a roller coaster ride, it's like, holy shit, that was like something I did. That was cool. But the entire roller coaster, I fucking hate roller coasters. I hate them.
You know, sometimes Bart's takes remind me of like a monologue from like a Woody Allen movie. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Woody Allen. Great. What a fucking stand-up guy.
The actor. I'm not comparing you to the man.
The movie from the artist.
Art from the artist.
Yeah, I don't even like his movies.
Art from the artist.
Why don't I get one more Miller Park minutes here? Eric, did you get to meet CeCe the other day? I saw a new profile picture. Oh, Jesus. Eric, turn your microphone on. You're the one guy in a real studio.
What are you talking about? I'm in the Shaney Insurance studio.
Well, you look good.
Shout out Dan Shaney.
Dan Shaney was at the tailgate.
Yeah, he's the man.
Yep. I got mine too.
There's the number.
Did you guys hear the Dan Shaney story? Eric, keep working on whatever. Dan Shaney had listened to my show on the radio for years. And then we went away and then we started the podcast. And he didn't know that I was doing a podcast because he's not like on Twitter or anything. Then Cone Roller calls in to 97.3 The Game and says the Bart Winkler podcast. And Dan says, oh my God, he's still out there. And that's how Dan found out from Cone Roller.
And Cone, I saw the Twitter comments today. I remember that call.
Me and Armin have a lot of respect for each other. We go back and forth on topics. It's fun.
Yeah, you guys are arguing about the wave. I don't understand, like, why. If you're going to do a should we do the wave or not, let's not do it after a preseason game. Also, let's not do it after the preseason game that was tailor-made for families. Like, do you understand how many families were at this game? This was not a diehard Packers season ticket game. This was a Saturday at noon where people were getting tickets for $30.
The wave is, like, 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and the wave, like, all right, if it's if you don't want them to do the wave, then don't not throw a completion for a whole fucking quarter, okay? Then
I'm
people
cool
would
be
the like,
wave.
If I could choose wave or no wave, I might say no wave. But also, the wave doesn't offend me, and if it comes around, I'll do it. Now, the wave's not going to happen when it's the ninth inning. The wave's not going to happen when it's the fourth quarter on defense. The wave's going to happen when people are bored with what they're watching. Like, I think my kid did have a good time, but a lot of the action ended up being on the other side of the field. And he's like, what is he watching? What is he even watching? What is he watching? So if you don't see the action, you gotta do something. 100. I don't know. I agree. The Lambeau fans need to be better. We get in these games and we're bad. We're reactionary. I've talked about this. But it's a preseason game. Also, apologies to I did rip on the game the other day again. Apologies. I'm not a good graphic designer. Hunter, who is the hardest working man, I believe he went to Wrigley tonight. I ripped on his graphic design skills. I didn't know if I had known that he had did it, I would not have ripped on him. I'm just mad that Matt Schneidman has a full-time job in radio. I know, Cone, you're a big fan, but.
Schneidman.
Yeah, you're a Schneidman.
He's okay.
So I'm just mad about that. And also, they apparently care what I think and say, even though I've lost. I don't have a job. I'm on the sidelines. You guys won. John Kuhn can make $200,000 a year. I'll make fucking 7 cents on YouTube by doing this. Whatever. Fucking you guys won. Who cares about
me? I hope that's not a real number.
It ain't that far off.
Jesus. For John Kuhn?
Kuhn.
So I hate talking about money, but like there's no chance that like anybody at the Fan was making that, right? And the Fan had fucking Leroy Butler and they're paying John whatever.
I don't know. I kind of made that number out of thin air, but okay. It's at least six figures.
Oh my God.
And yeah, I'm jealous and it bothers me. And I'm jealous that Steve Zabin has a show and can just fly in here whenever he wants. I'm not like Bart, you're just jealous. No fucking shit. I'm jealous. Of course I'm jealous. I like what I'm doing. I actually prefer this. I don't want a morning, but I actually prefer this, but I'm not making $100,000 for phoning in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
For 3 hours a day.
It's a good point by Cone. Yeah.
All right. So on the YouTube stream, Eric's back and his background is him meeting CeCe Sabathia, but it is
crooked
the wrong way.
It didn't fit in the frame. Okay.
Hey, it's Eric's voice.
What's up? Woo. I was trying to fix it, but whatever. Oh, well. So the story goes like this. I was down there. I actually got paid very well to be at this game on Friday night.
You're making six figures to be at the game?
No, but like $300 to drive a couple guys down from Fond du Lac, and they paid for a ticket for me.
Oh, part of your Uber biz, or was this like Uber? You didn't go through Uber.
This was side hustle biz.
So people just paid you money to go to a game and to go with you.
Yeah. Yeah. It worked out very well.
Were they like your friends or they know you're a driver?
No, it was a guy. So it was a guy that I knew from like Sunday school church type deal back in the day.
Oh, all right. Well, good for you.
So I get down there and I'm waiting like, you know, watching the guys stretch and do their little thing, and all the little kids are standing there. And I got my ticket in my pocket and a baseball, and I'm kind of just observing. And I know kind of what's going to go down. You know what I mean? Like, you know that he's going to come and he's going to, you know, make a nice gesture and sign a couple autographs. So obviously, you can see by the video. Well, this is a snapshot of the reel that they posted on YouTube. I think it's on Facebook, other social platforms, whatever. Anyways, you can see I'm clearly right there. What you don't see is he is signing all of the little kids stuff who weren't alive when he pitched in Milwaukee, didn't attend six of the seven games like I did. He signed all.
Well, then you open yourself up to another argument that grown men shouldn't be chasing autographs.
No, I agree.
Well, so they're getting their kids to do it.
The kids don't deserve it. Zach Hampel.
No, they don't.
Foul ball guy. He deserves those. He fights for him.
No. Fuck that guy. Ugh.
Hampel? No, Hampel's trash.
I am so not this guy, but if I saw that guy in person, it would be hard to not punch him in his face. Like, ugh, God. And like I said, I'm so not that guy, but just like, yeah.
Cone, I think of all your takes, like, the strongest that you're most passionate about is your defense for Zach Hampel.
I will defend him to the core because everyone just rips on him 24/7. Someone needs to fight for the guy.
I don't like that if you get a foul ball, it's like you have to give it to a kid. It's like, what if I want to take it? Like, if I catch a foul ball and there's kids around and I'm like, well, I'm going to take it home. I want to give it to my kid. Right. Everybody in my section is going to be judging me like, give it to this 7-year-old girl. I ain't just giving a gift to a young lady. That's creepy.
That's the true test of a man right there. Do you have enough in you to be like, nope?
If I had the pleasure, which I don't, of being a girl dad, my greatest regret in life, and a guy gave my like 10-year-old daughter a ball, I'd be like, back off, you fucking perv. You know?
Whoa.
Right. Weird.
Yeah, what is this, Pizzagate here? Like, my God.
Oh, I mean, seriously.
Can I tell my first foul ball story?
Yes.
All right. So I'd be disappointed if anyone had given it to me other than this man. It was County Stadium.
I'm gonna cut that as a drop.
No.
Got it. God damn.
We're at County Stadium, so it's 1996. Some foul ball gets hit. My dad's got a beer and just bear claws it and gives it to me. You don't. If you catch the ball as a dad, you give it to your kid. If you catch the ball as a dad and give it to some other kid's kid or some other person's kid, fuck that. Take it home, give it to your own kid.
But even if you don't have a kid, like what if I have a niece or a nephew?
Well, then I'll use it for
what bad. If I just want the ball?
Yeah, it's a foul ball. It's not a home run.
It's a fair passion to have.
Anyway, Eric, you were saying you pushed a young kid out of the way because he didn't know better.
Right. Clotheslined him. DDT. Little sister Abigail. Rest in peace.
In honor of, right, yep.
I do and, like that he has an Austin shirt on while Austin is on the stream. It's like you're fanboying.
Yeah, Austin 316 right there.
Which reminds me of another point. You were talking about little kids that don't know who CeCe was. It reminds me of when Stone Cold comes back to Raw and they show like 8-year-old kids in the crowd throwing up the middle finger and going nuts. And it's like, you know, you weren't a twinkle in your dad's balls when Stone Cold was doing his right. thing in the Attitude
Era. I actually saw a TikTok of a little kid coming off the bus chugging milk.
I did see that too.
And I was like, what is this?
Isn't that Kurt Angle? He was sucking down milk.
Yeah. So how long was your interaction with CeCe?
It was a good like 45 seconds to a minute, but it felt like an eternity because like I'm just seeing him sign little kid after little kid after little kid. And I'm like, please, CeCe, please, CeCe. I probably sounded pathetic. He looks up, just keeps walking.
He thought you were Ben Brust.
True. Wait, so you didn't get his autograph?
No. I literally, this is my ticket from the game. Do you want to know my consolation prize? Take a guess. Worst consolation prize ever.
You got a parking ticket?
No, besides Keston Hura. Because he wasn't obviously playing.
What?
Tyrone fucking Taylor.
Oh, autographed your ticket?
Tyrone Taylor, man.
Tyrone Taylor is MLB.com player to watch. Wait, Mark so your Hanna. Story is CeCe looked at you and bypassed you?
I got snubbed by CeCe. That's my story.
Oh, no.
But I was That's in the surprising. Video, so it makes it look like I got his autograph.
Jeez.
So, Bart, if you know how to forge an autograph, maybe we got something going here.
Grant Bills is here.
Yeah, he is.
G-Rant.
I got Big Ron.
Holy bucket! What the fuck?
I got Badger Bloody Reviews.
What's up, Bart?
Woo, how is buddy, this happening?
Man, dude. Let's show us.
Yes.
We're good and sober. We've just Where been are we? Celebrating this Brewers' historic winning streak, their longest since 2021. Oh, where'd you go?
Well, I made you full screen to see everyone.
Hold on, let me zoom out. Ah, I see.
All right, this
Hot
is better.
Jake, Austin.
Yeah, get in there, big
Miller guy. Park Minute. Oh.
Oh, Austin's in the stream.
Oh,
Austin, my dude.
We're in Cone's
Thanks
old stomping ground.
The bloody, my man.
Yeah, well, bar you guys. I don't have much to add. I was surprised you're still alive. So I thought we'd say hi. I don't
still alive. The boys in Brew just won their ninth straight.
Their damn
Big
straight.
Day. Bart. Big day.
We're going all night tonight.
Oh. Where the fuck would we go?
Where did what?
Where would we go?
I don't know. Big Ron's here all the way from the East Coast. Can you believe it?
Big Ron's been traveling the world all summer. I believe anywhere he is.
He was just in Greece. That was a free
trip. I know.
Yeah, that was a good trip, Marty.
What are your shirt? What's your shirt?
Jimmy Buffett, baby.
Don't ask stupid questions, Bart.
That's a really dumb question, Bart.
That's facts.
That's really dumb.
Fins up Cone, Monday. Cone
Fins
knows.
Up Monday.
Fins up. It's Monday, Bart. Yeah. Cone. Yeah. Look at Cone. He's got his fins up. He knows. Yeah, Cone knows.
Should I, are we not recording tomorrow morning?
Of course we're recording tomorrow morning, Bart. Are you going to act like you're not as many drinks deep as I, how many have you had tonight?
I did have my, I had an 1840 brewing beer earlier.
Well, that's like, because of sponsorships. I can't hold that against you.
It was grist something. It's really good.
Crisp. That's good to hear.
And no, then this is just tea.
Cap. Uh huh. Yeah. I bet. No. Well. Tomorrow morning. I didn't mean to disrupt your stream. You guys got a good thing going. I just thought I had three Winklerverse members here. I'd throw them all in real quick.
Absolutely.
Has Ian and Ron ever met?
We're the Winkler triplets, man.
This is great because the tailgate was like Avengers Endgame. But now you three are like, you're like the end of Shang-Chi. It's like Captain Marvel and Bruce Banner and Shang-Chi.
No, that makes Big Ron Thor. Because imagine Big Ron showing up at the tailgate. It would have been like when Thor showed up out of nowhere and then the Hulk's like, oh, you guys are screwed now. Is that Infinity War or is that Endgame? I don't know.
I'm just watching Shang-Chi right now.
Well, cheers to you. You guys had a good thing going. Again, I just wanted to say, hey, I'm surprised you're still going, but our boys in Brew, 9 in a row. Cheers, Bart. I am going to, we're going to go. We're going to
see you, buddy.
See ya.
All right. Wow. Eric has disappeared. Austin is there. Hot Take Jake is here. Cone. Yeah. I got to get a weather person on my show is what I wanted to say.
Oh, absolutely. At this point, you have to.
And I think Sam would be a good. I'll reach out to Sam.
Please do.
She's been very adamant about, and she's a big Brewer fan, so this is a perfect timing. And she's been on my show before when COVID happened. We did the Get to Know a Weather Person segment.
You got the
tension.
Yeah, we had Sam, we had Baden, we had Burgoyne. And then I think we stopped.
I was going to say,
with the weather team, they're very adamant that I delete the Apple weather app and download their app. And I think the weather teams around here are phenomenal. We have a really good, every station has a good, even like their fifth person on the bench that is like the Bart Winkler of CBS Sports. It just works Labor Day in weird hours. They're all great. They just want me to download their apps when I think the Apple One does everything I need it to. What's the temperature? What time is it going to rain? Done. I don't need like jacket forecast or, I don't need to see the whole thing.
I just wanted to say, if you're going to have Sam on, just make sure Big Ron, just don't let Big Ron on when Sam is based on his, sometimes I go on Tony's Twitter spaces. Just a little word of advice.
Oh, shit. I have no follow-up.
I mean, it would be funny. It would be great for the show, but, you might not get her back on.
You know, it was great for the show and great for the tailgate. Matt in the Falls.
Back in the saddle.
Shout out. Great burgers.
Thank you.
Hey, Matt. You haven't already, throw away that red cooler. There was a reason I brought my shittiest cooler to the tailgate.
That was your cooler.
That was the one thing that I made it up with that wasn't mine. I still haven't opened
it. Not true.
Oh, the chimney starter?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think you would actually want that back, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah, you jacked my chimney starter.
I wasn't going to leave it in the parking lot. Those things are a hot commodity and easy to steal.
And you jacked my grill brush.
That was in a mix of things. That was not intentional. I don't need your grill brush. I have several. And it's your brother's. So
I feel very my big regret is I only had one burger.
Did you have any brats?
No. And then today, over the course of the day, I had two burgers and two hot dogs.
Omaha steaks?
No, we cooked them at my in-laws over the weekend.
All right, I'm going to hop off. Go Brewers.
Cone, good to see you.
If there's 12, Bart, you got to have a Winkler meetup at George Webb.
At George Webb? All right, that sounds good. Eric, I don't know where Eric went. It's still just his background. But we'll keep it as is.
Cone. Sweet, sweet Cone.
Do I have permission to bring up some Packers here?
Do you want to talk about how we cut Pat O'Donnell?
No. I want to know why everybody wants Josh Nyman traded. It's weird. That's like what I've seen all over Twitter today, and it seems strange that people want to just dump him for anything when he's a swing tackle. He's played great when he's played. I don't know if, you know, the coaching staff doesn't like him for whatever reason, but I always thought he's played well. He's very versatile, and everybody's like, just either cut him or trade him, and I found that weird.
Well, I think maybe there was one year he didn't, but Goody always seems to make a trade in this little period, and so people are thinking, who might he – hey, Eric's back. People are thinking, who might he trade? And did you have to go catch the end of Raw or something?
No, my kid needed to go to bed.
Better excuse. And okay. So I think that people are like, why don't we trade Yash? I don't know. Yeah, I don't – you don't just give away offensive linemen.
Yeah.
And no, you want as much depth as possible.
Yeah. Especially don't know if like Bakhtiari is going to be healthy. And like, I don't know. I feel like Bakhtiari, if anybody's like watching the clock during the game, it's him.
Like, yeah. I don't have a good feeling about that.
Like, is my day done yet? Oh, fuck. It's 8 minutes left in the third. Like, yep. We're like, it's got to be 5 o'clock. Well, not we, but
what are Aaron's doing right now?
2:30. What, Matt?
They took his mommy away.
He's probably out there on the sideline thinking, I wonder what Aaron's doing right now.
He is the current oldest Packer, I believe, on this team.
Wow.
After we cut a punter, the Packers did put out a thank you, Pat O'Donnell tweet. They also wrote an article at Packers.com that was two sentences. So,
do we really need to put out a tweet for every guy that gets cut? Like, I feel like it's a weird thing about.
Yes, Matt.
What's a tweet? What is a tweet?
Matt's very, yes, he is the stewardsman to X. Oh, that's what I need to ask Cone about.
I'm the stewardsman to Threads, actually.
So,
Threads. So what is it if it's not a tweet?
I might get a blue check mark.
Don't
do that. X. Oh, no.
But if he's paying people out.
I saw one guy say he got $4,000. Just do it.
I don't think he's really paying people out.
You think it's just all?
He's probably got to have the check mark for 6 months.
I think he's paying people to say he's paying people.
That's entirely possible.
Be honest. Like, how bad did it hurt when you lost your check?
It didn't really hurt that much. Had it happened if I woke up and my check was like before Elon took over, if I woke up and my check was just gone, I would have died.
Lost your shit.
Yeah. But in the there you go. But in the wrath of it all, I survived.
It just seems like you really want that check back.
I want money. I want money. I need money.
Go down here. Sorry.
Bart, did you give a take on the Niners rolling with Brock Purdy? I didn't hear it if you did.
Oh, yeah. John Lynch is a dog shit GM and should not be in the Hall of Fame. And he only gets credit because he worked at Fox. And they are skating by with people. People are more like critical of the Cowboys for trading for Trey Lance and saying, what if Dak struggles and they might go to Trey instead of the Niners, who someone did it so beautifully. The Packers gave up less for Rodgers, Favre, and Love than the Niners did for Trey Lance. And they're just getting a pass because everybody, the Niners are the Celtics. Anything they do, they get a pass. Celtics. And the one thing they never do is win anymore. They won 30 years ago.
I was going to say, when was the last time that they won? The 80s?
The Niners won in 96, 4.
95.
5.
No, 4. You're right.
That was still Steve Young.
Yeah, 95 was Dallas over Steelers.
They kicked the shit out of the Chargers.
29-26 over my guy, Stan Humphries. Okay.
Slinging Stan.
Bobby Ross.
Natron Beans.
And the Celtics, they won that Kevin Garnett year, but when's the last time they won before that? But yet they're always the pick. They're always the darling. You ever talk shit about them, people are always like, oh, no, they're great. I don't get it.
If you want to talk double standard, how bad would Green Bay be getting dragged right now if Jordan Love looked like Justin Fields looks in this preseason?
Or if they traded him to the Cowboys for a fourth-round pick?
Or if the Packers had drafted Justin Fields, if that scenario ever exists.
And I only bring it up because I know that's your boy. And I had to poke the bear a little bit.
I think Justin Fields will be I am kind of backtracking a little bit.
Well, Bears fans are moving the goalposts big time now after this last game. I see it all over Twitter. Sorry, X. Also, if it's not a tweet, what the fuck is it? Is it an X? I sent out an X. What is it? I mean, what do we call it?
It's a post. It's stupid. Yeah,
it's lame. That's a tweet.
No, what is it? Tweet?
It sucks, like, seeing people use the X. Like, it, like, hate it. And we're using it the same. No one's using it any different. I tweeted the StreamYard link, and I X'd the StreamYard link, and you guys, that's how everyone found it.
I texted you.
You had to text me, yes.
Yep. I didn't see you post it on Threads.
I did not post it on Threads.
Please do that in the future for all of us.
But I did make my first post on Threads in a month to share some pictures from the tailgate.
Oh, I'll have to look at that.
You're hurting this man.
He says it like he's my aunt.
Hey, Bart. Your aunt?
There's a thing called, I don't know if you have Microsoft 365 or not. There's a thing called Automate. So Microsoft Power Automate. So if you were to make a post on Twitter, it could upload it to Facebook, Instagram.
What's Twitter?
That's a wolf.
It's like a AI thing, but you could do it simultaneously so that Matt in the Falls could get his Threads post.
Yeah, the kid from The Office invented that. Woof.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much what it is. All at once, man.
Jerry wants to know if Eric is a real dad. Are you a hashtag girl dad?
I am not.
Not a real dad.
I'm a girl stepdad. Does that count for anything? I had a good 15 years of that, or half life of that.
On X videos, it does.
Then what happened?
Gross.
Wait, so she's not your stepkid anymore?
Well, no, she still is, but
no, forget
out of the house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that you're more of a real dad than I am then. Step girl dad is more real than boy dad. Because you
can make another one, man.
You can put girl dad in your ex profile, and I can't.
Bart, just go for it. Try for one more, but stop at two. I bet three. Trust me, stop at two.
No.
You have three what?
Three kids, allegedly. DNA test pending. Two is the perfect number, but you don't want to be outnumbered.
This is a dad chat right now, except for Austin, right?
Currently not, yes.
That he don't that he knows not. Of.
That's a
hey,
weird
you
way
should
to
do
answer.
The reveal, the DNA reveal with Bart Winkler. I could picture him like Jerry Springer. And Jake is that's the not piece. The father.
Yeah, I'm free. I don't do jack shit no more. Oh, breaking CBS news. I'm no longer on Sundays after football season because of the football show. But I might pick up some Saturdays.
What about college football?
Yeah, that sucks. I'm going to just watch the games and talk about them.
So, okay, so if it's a college football Saturday you're on, do you talk about the college football? Because I'm not a fan of college football talk.
I'm very bad at not talking about the thing I'm watching. So there was one night where I was on CBS, but the Packer game was on, and you know I was basically just doing play by play of the Packer. I just couldn't stop.
No, college football is perfect because like I'm kind of with Austin. Like I don't get super into it where I'm going to talk recruiting and all this stuff, but it's like. Oh, it gives you every Saturday you got something to watch, like yeah, Badgers, and then like after it's over, you can just kind of be like, all right, now what else is going on? Like you don't have to get into it like you do Packers games. At least I don't.
Well, I love it. It's something that I can watch on TV for long periods of time, and you know, there's nothing better than like watching USC. Stanford at 9:30 at night and like having that be an excuse to have another cocktail.
You're sick. You were doing so well.
Is there what month did I drink? May I didn't drink. So. My birthday yeah, month.
You were doing great. You looked good.
No, I lost no pounds. I actually have lost a few pounds in August.
You must eat like shit.
I'm not eating at all.
Can I put on my trainer hat for a minute?
Yes, like, Jake.
Pounds on a scale, it's like such an arbitrary number. Like it's one of the worst ways to measure progress with your health and fitness. So it's very archaic. It's just like, why would you use batting average when, you know, OPS is available? That kind of
thing. But I want to lose weight so I can fit into my old wardrobe.
You probably like did lose inches and like mass. Just it's a whole thing, Bart.
I have a whole closet of clothes I haven't worn in 2 years. I want to wear them again.
Hit me up. Not saying. I'm just saying.
I just want to lose weight.
Can I ask you about Madden Falls? What is going on in that basement there? Is he printing money down there or?
Hey, what are you doing?
I don't know if it's allowed on this liberal podcast.
You cleaning your guns?
I'm working on one of them.
Do you collect VCRs? What is that?
Those are gun cases.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There's only like five of them. I don't know what you can see.
If the government comes for us, we can all go to Matt's house.
Yep.
Then you just have to train us soy boys how to shoot them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, well, Bart would probably start crying just looking at one. So.
I once, my buddy's dad had like a gun case, and this was in like high school, we were in a sleepover, and I like tickled him with the gun to wake him up. It was like
that's not a good idea.
It's
that episode of It's Always Sunny where Danny DeVito just like keeps shooting everybody accidentally. And he's like,
Frank shoots the gang, every member of the gang.
Like, we ran around in high school too. We did airsoft guns. We had those. One of my buddies got pulled over because he had one and he had to explain it was in his glove compartment. One guy took it to school. I like was running away from my buddy and I was shooting him from behind and I got him right here, almost blinded him with those BB guns.
You were supposed to wear protective eye gear.
Boys will be boys.
firing off from.
Well, that's terrible. We had two. We had two groups. Our initiation was you just had to shoot it into your hand once, but theirs was you had to take off your shirt, and every member of the group got to shoot you in the back with these BB guns.
You see, are the reason that Fondle like created the rules that I had to live under because you were older than me.
Sounds kind of yeah, Fondle, yeah, Fondle, yeah. Our group was nasty.
Fondy.
Mm-hmm.
Fondy pride, baby.
Yeah.
All right, this has gotten out of control for me. It's 10. It's almost 10.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we're clearly done.
I assume none of this will be on the podcast anyway. So.
Well, it's already on YouTube. What am I going to do? Go back in time?
You can edit it, right?
No.
Oh. Tim, cut that in post. Do you know what that means?
Well, then this will go down as one of the best.
No, we're just recalling. I mean, this should happen 40 years ago.
20. Riffin. Hey,
this is a normal show. We talked our Brewers and then whatever.
Anybody want to talk about Giannis?
He's not leaving.
But if he does though, we got to be okay with that, right?
So, somebody texted me about this. And they said, this one looks bad, you know, not a Bucks fan, not a whatever. And I go, look, first of all, this is the same interview he's given every offseason. If anything, there's like a little more pressure on his teammates. But also, if Giannis gets to the end of this contract and the Bucks haven't won another title, and he goes, you know what? I love Milwaukee, but I just want to like try it somewhere else.
And you trade him.
But I like, are we going to be mad?
No.
Are we going to boo him?
No. The title changes everything. You know, I feel like that.
Giannis has been here longer than any. Like, I just wish we could redo Giannis's career, have all the same results without any of the media speculation about if he's leaving or not. Because it's all been unnecessary.
It's so bullshit, too, because the media wants him so badly to leave Milwaukee to the point where Ian Rappaport was tweeting like, oh, this doesn't look good with the little eye emojis. Like, why are you talking about anything? Like, you barely are a football guy, so shut the fuck up.
Agreed.
But I will say, I heard a quote about Thanasis and how he almost went to the Knicks. And he was like, yeah, you know, it was tempting. You know, I want to play. And it's like, dude, do you not understand? If the Knicks signed you, it has nothing to do with your basketball ability. Are you that gullible? As The Rock once said, know your role and shut your mouth. You be happy you get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. Or I don't know, what's the minimum in the NBA? 1.8? You get paid.
That's just making like two a year.
Okay, yeah, $2 million a year to do what? To, you know, do stupid shit when you do get into blowouts and cheerlead on the bench. Like, I love you, buddy, but you gotta like take a step back here.
Are we gonna go watch John Cena at SmackDown?
Yes,
I'm down.
I'm fucking
the
going.
Goat. The goat.
Next Bart also Winkler event. Respect.
Yeah, we could do a Winklerverse event.
I gotta give
Matt
Paul
does
shit.
Some great cooking. So,
we just got a great tweet. That's why I brought it up because Jake and I have been like, Imig hates Cena. And I used to hate Cena for a long time too, because it was like, he always won. And it's like, Jesus Christ, just lose already. And Jake, you're right. I wanted to turn heel so I could cheer for him. But really, you know. So Paul says, oh, Cena never puts anyone over. Roarpack, Brock squashed him at the SummerSlam, which I just saw Cena give an interview on that. He goes, Lesnar just beat Undertaker. And if I go out there and have a 50-50 match with him, it ruins the streak. So we talked and we agreed, you have to squash me. You have to squash me. Cena's the best. Yeah, sure. Styles beat him clean at SummerSlam. Roman he put Reigns. Over Bray Wyatt at Mania in that match.
Roman Reigns.
He promoed Reigns so bad he shed his. Oh my God. Mrs. LA Knight impression is so fucking good. He did it tonight on Raw. It was so fucking good.
I can't wait.
Like, it, The crowd thinks it's LA Knight, but then Miz sounds just like him. It's so good.
Hey, also real quick, I just want to say that AEW's roster is soft. It's a bunch of like Twitter twerps that
Punk needs to retire.
They try to step to CM Punk and they forget that he's a guy that lives in the real world. So I don't blame Punk at all.
Punk needs to go.
I hope they release him so he can go to a real organization that knows how to utilize him. And because here's the thing, whatever you think about that situation and CM Punk and all the drama that's created there, and for all you guys still on, you guys are amazing. Like, you got to admit, for all of Vince McMahon's faults, this shit is not happening in his company. Like, the first thing happens and he's going to say, okay, which decision am I going to make that's going to be the best for the bottom line? And then it's done. But Tony Khan is spineless. He's in over his head. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Matt, are you frozen or just standing there?
I'm just the circuit breaker. So I'm sending
her. I wanted to ask you what you thought about your Seminoles coming up this week against LSU. But you are frozen. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Real quick, the crowd. The shots of the crowd.
There's my guy.
He's back. The shots of the crowd on the floor. Could they not have filled that better with people from the top? Like, that looks terrible for them.
Another difference between WWE and minor leagues is that they just A-plus production. There's AEW didn't know how to shoot that to make it to really show off the 80,000 people.
Let's say, here's a question for you wrestling guys. Let's say MJF's contract comes out and AEW offers him $10 million a year. How much would WWE have to offer for him to get him to go to WWE?
$10 million $10 million and $1.
You think, because he's doing a real good job of making it seem like this is his home forever.
Yeah, but money talks, man. I think he's an old school guy. He understands it's a business.
Mm-hmm. Because they want him.
I think he, deep down, that was his dream. So, as you know, I would find it hard to believe that at some point he doesn't go over there to test the waters.
And didn't he do the whole tough enough submission? Like, wasn't that the big promo with Punk? His yep. Tough enough video and all that?
Tough enough. And he met Punk when he was a kid. And that, you know, Punk was the reason he got into wrestling. And he also was an extra at one of the NXT TakeOver shows where he was one of the security guys escorting Joe yep. to the ring. And Samoa Joe slammed him up against the wall. That was good shit.
All right. Any last words from Austin?
Let's go, Brewers. Fuck the Cubs, man.
We got Burnsy on Tuesday. His last game, of course, was during our tailgate. Oh, Austin's gone. Matt, you've frozen yet again. Any last words?
Yes. I am pessimistic about the Seminoles, as I have been since Jameis left. God, I miss Jameis Winston. But we'll see. LSU is down. And I'm just, I don't know. I wish we joined the Big Ten, because then I could see a lot of Seminole football in person, let me tell you. Even though there's nothing like the Doak and seeing that war chant in person. Oh, but I won't go on much further.
Biggest comment I got from the tailgate was people were like, man, I didn't realize Matt was as tall as he is.
Also Grant, also Jake, also like Jake is at least 6'3". Grant's 6'4", 6'5". Great. We got a lot of, we could put up a mean basketball team with the podcast. Let's take on John Kuhn and those motherfuckers at 97.3.
Am I the shortest guy?
Tim Shea?
Yeah, and Q's pretty short.
Yeah. They can come off the bench and wear the other team out down low in the post.
Yeah, if we played a basketball game against 97.3, I don't even need to play. I'll just be on the sideline like tweeting how much I hate them and trying to distract them.
What is tweeting?
Xing.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Eric.
See ya.
Bye, Matt.
Jake,
that was like an all-time eye roll on the Dan Shaney stream. You shook your entire head many times.
I love Matt, but come on, man. Let's be real.
I want some burgers, man.
Hey, yeah, you missed out. Where the fuck were you?
No, I'm at George Webb's, but
where the fuck were you?
Take some delicious burgers from Matt in the Falls. So
why weren't you at our thing?
I had a cracked rim on my whip, so I had to get into my rim.
On my whip?
My car cracked a rim. Milwaukee roads suck, man. Come on. You live there, you know.
Yeah. Everything's under construction, and there's like not even construction happening.
Right. Everything's under construction, yet there's still potholes on other roads that are
41 from the interchange to like Richfield. It is all cones. There's no construction. It's just cones.
It's cone season, baby.
No reason. And doesn't it seem like in the last 2 weeks they've just put up more for no apparent?
They're not even doing construction. They're just putting up cones. They just want to make
this inconvenient for people.
Although I do like on some of the busy streets, they're putting in some of those inlets so people stop driving in the fucking parking lane. That's my guy, Cav. That's my guy, Cav, getting shit done. That's my mayor. Should I get him on the pot? Well, not my mayor. I don't even know who the fuck my mayor is. I got some village goddamn president. Fucking Shorewood. Even though I have a Milwaukee address. Every time I order anything, I go, I live in Shorewood. They go, no, you fucking live in Milwaukee. I go, so I'm trying to tell these people, but they're like, no, you live in Shorewood. Fucking suburbanite. You're better than the rest of them. What was I saying? Whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Right. I do want to say I'm heading to All Out on Sunday. If CM Punk is not there, that is going to be an all-timer crowd, and I mean that in the worst way possible.
I don't think he's going to be there.
I don't get it.
Where are your seats?
I don't know exactly for sure, but they're good seats. Where's my phone? They're decent. I believe we're camera side in the lower level, so maybe I'll try to get a Bart Winkler sign. Look for it.
Give him the flag.
Yeah, you want the flag?
Ooh, I would take the flag. Also, Bart, check your Facebook DMs, and I love you guys.
Did you invite me to come? I can't go.
No. It's more of an inquiry than anything, so check it out. Winklerverse forever, Basement Boys forever. Love you guys.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
Maybe that'll be the sign, Basement Boys.
Nice.
All right, well... you and me now.
So did you happen to see or your buddy Chuck? I don't want to call any names. Do you ever listen to his shows by chance?
First thing when I wake up.
The lockdowns. Did you catch that he totally contradicted himself in his podcast today?
Eric. Chuck's been contradicting himself for years.
Is this just his thing? I mean, I've only experienced him through lockdown, never with you prior. I discovered you by sheer accident because I've heard of you because Fond du Lac. Okay. So anyways, yeah, he said how he didn't like how shaky Bryce Wilson has been all season. And then in turn, in about 10 minutes from that, he was complimenting 6-0 Bryce Wilson.
Well, I think he could have meant both.
He had three like two inning saves early in the season.
Hey, sometimes when you're like just riffing, your brain gets like cloudy. Like I can't remember shit, and then I know shit, and then I'm like, is that true? And you doubt yourself.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Last thing you're ever going to get me to do is criticize my guy, Charles Darwin Freeman.
I figured as much. I was probably speaking to the wrong person on that one. My guy, Bill from Milwaukee, always likes to tweet me or text me about things that Chuck says, and I laugh about it.
No bigger Brewer fan.
He is. He's diehard. He's diehard. He's always there. So he was probably down in Chicago tonight.
He was.
I don't get how he does it, because he's also got all this Fonalac stuff going on with the sports and stuff now too.
You're a busy man. That's what we got. We got a hustle. 12:50 went away, and we're all left to hustle.
Makes sense. So when do you want to hop on my show? Since I got you live, and I could just.
Well, not right tonight. I'm going to bed.
Right. Obviously.
Yeah, I'll come on your show this week.
All right, sounds good, man. All right, that's what I wanted to ask. What's your thoughts on Bray? Do you think it was that COVID that just finally knocked him out?
Well, there was a report today that he died in his sleep.
Oh, was it? Okay.
And he didn't have the thing next to him.
He had a heart condition already, right?
The whole thing's very sad.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, like, that would be, 2 years younger than me. And that's just, he had young kids.
Like, there was a stigma with wrestling where people used to die. And it's like, oh, wrestling did that to him. And this was a thing he had. And he's super young and got a family. And, I watched the stuff on Friday. And
it was just hard.
It was, like, weird because he loved that shit. He loved it.
Yeah. He was back home too, like he was getting that run. And
younger
then
than us sucks.
Yeah. All right, man. That's all I got for you.
Yeah. Let's end on a downer like we usually do. See you, buddy.
All right. See you, bud.
All right. That's the pod. I am going to jump on Tuesday live at some point after the Packers make their cuts. And then if we go 10 in a row, I might have to keep jumping on. If they keep this winning streak going, it might keep jumping on, but we'll see. TBD, have a great night, week, day, year, month. See ya.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.